Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. Retold by Florence Bell.
Chapter 6. Catherine and the Tilneys. The next day was Saturday. In the morning, Catherine spoke to Mrs. Allen. "I am going to visit Miss Tilney today," Catherine said. "I want to apologize to her. I want to tell her everything. I had to go with the Thorpes yesterday."
"Yes, my dear, you must apologize. Go to Miss Tilney," Mrs. Allen said.
Catherine put on a new dress and a new hat. She went to Milsom Street. The Tilneys lived in a house in Milsom Street, but Miss Tilney was not at home. That evening, Catherine and the Allens went to the theatre. The Tilneys were there too. Catherine did not watch the play. She looked at Henry Tilney. Once he looked at her, but he did not smile. At the end of the play, Mr. Tilney came to speak to the Allens.
"Oh, Mr. Tilney, I am very sorry," Catherine said. "I wanted to walk with you and your sister yesterday, but Mr. Thorpe lied to me. He said, 'The Tilneys have left Bath. I saw them this morning.' But you had not left Bath. I saw you and Miss Tilney walking towards Pulteney Street."
"Yes, we saw you too," Henry Tilney said. "But you did not stop."
"I wanted to speak to you, but Mr. Thorpe did not stop the carriage. Oh, I am very sorry, Mr. Tilney."
Henry Tilney smiled.
"My dear Miss Morland," he said, "we can walk in the country another day. Eleanor and I will take you to Beechen Cliff. There is a beautiful view of Bath from Beechen Cliff."
On Sunday afternoon, Catherine and James walked along the Royal Crescent. Isabella and John Thorpe were there too. Suddenly, Catherine saw Eleanor Tilney. She left her brother and the Thorpes, and she walked towards Eleanor. Isabella smiled at James.
"Mr. Morland," she said, "shall we all go to Blaise Castle tomorrow? We must leave Bath very early in the morning. What do you think?"
"That is a very good idea," James replied. "Do you agree, John?"
John Thorpe laughed.
"Yes, we must leave early. We must leave at 9 o'clock," he said.
"Good. We will go tomorrow morning," Isabella said. "Catherine wants to see Blaise Castle."
Catherine had left Eleanor Tilney. She was walking towards her brother and the Thorpes.
"My dear Catherine," Isabella said, "our brothers are going to take us to Blaise Castle tomorrow." "I cannot go tomorrow," Catherine said quickly. "I am going to walk to Beechen Cliff with the Tilneys."
"No, no, we will go to Blaise Castle," Isabella said. "You can walk with the Tilneys another day."
"My dear Catherine, I am your friend. Miss Tilney is not your friend. You are making me very unhappy. You must come to Blaise Castle."
Isabella started to cry. James saw her tears. He was angry with his sister.
"You are very unkind, Catherine," he said. "Isabella has been very kind to you."
"Let's go to the castle on Tuesday," Catherine said.
"No, no," John Thorpe said. "On Tuesday I am going back to Oxford."
There was silence for a moment. Then Isabella spoke. She was very angry.
"I will not go to Blaise Castle without Catherine," she said. "Another woman must come with us."
"John can take one of his other sisters," Catherine said. "He can take Maria or Anne."
"I do not want to take my sisters," John Thorpe said. "I want to take you, Catherine."
And he walked away. Catherine, Isabella and James walked on for 10 minutes. Nobody spoke. Then John Thorpe ran back.
"Everything is all right now, Catherine," he said. "I have spoken to the Tilneys. You will walk with them on Tuesday. Tomorrow, you will come with us.
That was a good idea,
Isabella said. She smiled.
No, it was not a good idea, Catherine said. I will follow Eleanor and I will speak to her myself.
Catherine was very angry. She walked quickly, but the streets were very crowded. She could not see Eleanor. She ran along Milsom Street. The door of the Tilneys' house was open. Catherine did not stop. She went into the house and she ran up the stairs. She opened a door. Inside the room, Henry and Eleanor were speaking to their father.
I am very sorry, Catherine said quickly. I will not go with the Thorpes tomorrow. I want to go with you to Beechen Cliff.
My dear Miss Morland, please sit down, General Tilney said. You are welcome here.
Your message surprised me, Eleanor said. But now I understand. The message was wrong. We can walk to Beechen Cliff tomorrow. Do you agree, Henry?
Henry Tilney bowed and smiled at Catherine. I shall take you both, he said. Catherine enjoyed her visit to Beechen Cliff. Eleanor Tilney was a quiet girl. Henry Tilney was a clever young man. He talked well. Catherine liked Eleanor and Henry Tilney. At the end of the afternoon, the Tilneys took Catherine back to Pulteney Street.
Please come to dinner with us very soon, Eleanor said. Can you come on Wednesday evening?
Yes, said Catherine, and she was very happy.